We're talking about the six far-reaching attitudes in general and how we need to practice all of them to accomplish the welfare of others and to fulfill our own purpose and to fulfill their purpose. So we're going to start on the first of the six far-reaching attitudes. The first one is generosity, or it's sometimes called giving. Okay? So this is the far-reaching attitudes of generosity. It's not just generosity, okay? Because generosity is giving things, which is great, but the far-reaching attitude of generosity is combined with both compassion and wisdom. So it's different than ordinary generosity, you know, because it's motivated by this wish to become a Buddha in order to benefit others, you know, which is very different than ordinary generosity that happens at Christmas time, or at Halloween, or Thanksgiving, or Valentine's, you know. Because that kind of generosity is very much based in happiness of this life. The far-reaching attitude of generosity is based on the wish to become a Buddha, to benefit others. And also, the far-reaching attitude of generosity is combined with the wisdom aspect that is going to recognize that this whole event of generosity is a dependent arising. It's dependent on the giver, the giving, the gift, the recipient. In other words, that this whole act of generosity is not inherently existent, nor are any of the particular parts of it. Okay? So this kind of attitude, recognizing the emptiness of it, and at the same time the fullness of it, in other words, that it's a dependent arising, this attitude also is conjoined to make it the far-reaching attitude of generosity. So you can see it's very different than kind of ordinary generosity. Because ordinary people, you know, even most of us Dharma practitioners, when we give, we very seldom think of, you know, the emptiness of the, you know, the whole process. We rather think of the emptiness of our pockets after we give. That's the wrong kind of emptiness to think of. So, generosity is the wish to give. Okay? So it's, you know, it's the wish to share, the wish to give. If we can actually give, it's even better. Sometimes we don't have the actual materials to give, you know. So, you know, to avoid people thinking, well, I can't do the far-reaching attitude of generosity unless I'm rich, then, you know, the Buddha said, actually, you can perfect this far-reaching attitude, but you do it by developing the wish to give, because it's the wish that is the most important thing. If the wish is there, then when you have material or whatever it is, then the giving comes quite naturally. But even if you have lots of things, if there's not the wish, then the giving doesn't happen. Also, generosity, it doesn't mean that you're able to satisfy sentient beings' wishes and needs, okay? So to fulfill this far-reaching attitude doesn't mean that you're capable of removing everybody's needs and wants and giving them everything they need, because that's clearly impossible, you know, because it's impossible to satisfy sentient beings. Totally impossible. You know, you give them one thing, then they want another. I mean, just look at us. We get one thing, we want another. We get, we want more, we want better. So, you know, it's not fulfilling other sentient beings. It's to perfect it. It's developing this wish and this graciousness, the wanting to share with others. That is, you know, how we develop it. And the Buddha really stressed this practice a lot. There was once a king who came to him and said, you know, Buddha, how do I practice Dharma? I'm stuck with this whole kingdom I've got to govern. Maybe this was Bill Clinton in a former life, you know. And said, you know, I want to practice, what do I do? And so the Buddha said, you don't have to leave the kingdom. You can still govern, but there's three principal practices you should do. And one is generosity, a second is rejoicing at other people's merit, and the third is dedicating the merit of yourself and others. And so that became the practice that the king, you know, really did. And so, you know, he had a very rich practice. So generosity is really a very basic thing. It's the first of the far-reaching attitudes. And so therefore it's the easiest one. I mean, if you think of it, we think generosity is the hardest one, but actually it's the easiest one. And if you think about it one way, our whole life, you know, we have been giving, you know, simply by the fact that we're so interrelated to each other, we're constantly sharing things and giving them to other people. So there definitely is that potential, that tendency, that seed in us. And what we have to do is really enrich it and bring it out and give it the right kind of motivation.